Okay, whenever you're ready.
Okay, good morning, everyone, whoever I didn't get to speak to earlier. We are going, do you take roll first or do I start?
Yeah, okay. I will take roll if you wish.
Jamie, if you could take roll, please.
Sure. Commissioner Briseño?
Present.
Commissioner Buck?
I'm here.
Commissioner Dobie? Commissioner Dobie, you're muted.
Sorry, I'm here.
Commissioner Faruqi?
Here.
Commissioner Hamill?
Here.
Commissioner Leach?
Here.
Commissioner Lee? We were actually told that she would probably not be here today. Commissioner Matsuba?
Here.
Commissioner O'Neill? I don't see her. Commissioner Steinberg?
He will not be here today.
Okay, thank you. And Commissioner Wang?
Present.
All right, thank you.
All right. We're going to start off with our reflection. Commissioner Leach, if you could lead us in that, please.
Absolutely. My reflection today is inspired by two things. One, the 8 years that I have spent working with interfaith entities throughout Orange County. And second, by the recent outstanding presentation of the hate crime report prepared and given by our extraordinary staff and an impressive panel of expert speakers. And thanks to all of you who put in so much time and effort for such a significant report. After that presentation, like many of you, I'm sure, I was disturbed by the rising number in hate crimes and incidents. And as a commission, I know that we recognize that our work and our focus has now also increased as we study and work on new ways to end these unacceptable acts that threaten and intimidate so many. Through my interfaith work, I discovered a quote some years ago that I repeat to myself almost daily. It's from Mother Teresa, who said, "If we have no peace, perhaps it's because we have forgotten that we belong to each other." So as I listened to the hate report, I was especially struck when I heard one of the young people in the To Know Better film say, "Someone has to start so others learn." Well, for me, that was just another way of saying we belong to each other. So what exactly is that first step and who will take it? How do we replace pervasive hatred with peace, compassion, mercy, and justice? How do we build those bridges of respect and understanding? And where do we find good old-fashioned joy in just being together? I'd like to just very briefly share a personal story that I hope illustrates this, or at least what I hope can be again. I was invited to speak to a women's professional group about Women Drivers Interfaith Group. It's a group that I created some 7 years ago that is dedicated to peace, diversity, and inclusivity. And along with my invitation came an invitation for a sister from Temple Bethel and a sister from the mosque in Mission Viejo. The professional group wanted to hear about not only how we work together, but how we came together and things about our friendship. So on the day of the presentation, our Jewish sister had fallen ill and couldn't go with us, but my Muslim sister and I forged ahead. When we got there and began our presentation, the very first thing we informed the group was that we referred to each other as one another's sassy sister. So you can imagine where it went from there. We did share stories about how we shared projects together for the homeless, for the hungry, and then for so many more. We talked about how we worshiped together. We talked about how we broke bread together. And by bread, very often we meant delicious desserts. And we also just shared stories about girl talk, whether it was about our families or where we came from. We also shared stories about how we had stood together at Temple Bethel after the horrible killings of Tree of Life in Pittsburgh. And again, at the mosque in Mission Viejo after those senseless killings in Christchurch, New Zealand. All this because we belong together and we belong to each other. And we ended by saying how much we enjoy celebrating our countless similarities, as well as our precious differences. Afterwards, a woman came up to us and in all sincerity said, I had no idea that Christians and Muslims could have so much fun together. Well, we smiled and we said, boy, if only our Jewish sister were here, we would have really had fun because we belong to each other. I know this commission is currently dealing with so many stories and reports of hate and bigotry and discrimination that targets way too many groups. It's overwhelming. But it can't disrupt our purpose or our mission. We've got to find the goodness that I know we all know is still out there. Teddy Roosevelt once said that this country will never be a good place for any of us to live in unless we make it a good place for all of us to live in. And I add, because we belong to each other. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you, Dot. Thank you for sharing that personal story, too. Really appreciate it. All right. Rabbi Steinberg will not be here today, so Jennifer is going to give us the monthly overview summary.
Good morning, everybody. The monthly summary, if you actually look in the agenda, it's item 3, page 5. And so on that page, actually, it lists this tremendous number of activities that happened last month. And I'll start with with intergroup relation and relationship building, in which I'm going to pull out just two highlights because they just have so many. The first one is actually commission staff help facilitate dialogue with the Quorum Church called Let's Heal Together Caucus. And after I do my summary, actually, I'm going to probably just invite Norma to just elaborate more on these highlights, if Norma will do so. And then the next one that I want to highlight is the commission staff met. They released the 2020 hate crimes report, where 150 people attended that event, which is a significant amount given right now with Zoom. But I really want to highlight the fact that I know that a lot of the community-based organizations, a lot of groups out there, afterwards reached out to the commission to figure out, you know, how can they participate, how can they contribute, because they're the ones that are dealing with the community and with people who are, you know, faced with incidents or hate crimes. So I think that's really significant to see that they're reaching back. And, you know, they want to set up a hate crime reporting probably on a quarterly basis. So, again, Norma, could you elaborate on that probably just afterwards? And then for the commission support, I want to highlight the very last part where it says, commission director responded to social media hate activity report, and specifically your Belinda and Esperanza High School. A letter for support in response to this hate incident was sent to both principals and to school district. And right here it says no response received yet, but I want to be able to actually give you an update as of right now that actually the Yorba Linda principal did respond, and they do want to see how we can support them and find common ground to see what we can do there. Norma, do you think you can elaborate more on those three highlights that I pulled out?
Sure, thanks, Commission Wade. So for the first one, Core AME Church in Irvine organized an event in remembrance of September 11th. It was a dialogue for not only their congregation, but the community itself. And Wayne and me served as facilitators that day. So it was a big event, and they reached out, they needed facilitators, and we were able to step in and support them in the dialogues they held that day. So after the hate crime report release event, several partner organizations and other community organizations reached out immediately, sharing how impacted they were by the numbers and wanted to discuss ways in which we could support them in setting up their own hate crime reporting protocols internally with staff, and then be able to bridge that with us to make sure that we were getting reports from their organizations on a quarterly basis and how we could set that up. So me and I have been in different conversations with different organizations to do that, which is exciting. Unfortunately, but exciting, that, you know, that's always the hope that this report would motivate folks to say, let's do something about this. So, lastly, the county received actually this report about some social media hate activity. There was a picture that was posted, and immediately I sent out a letter to both principals from the high schools and the district, and I just received actually just today.
Norma, you're muted.
I received an email from the Yorba Linda High School principal in response to the letter, and at this point we're working on setting up some meeting times to discuss the incident and see how we could partner and support them as they respond to what happened with the picture and the social media post. Any questions?
Thanks, Norma. All right, turn it back to you, Chair.
Thank you. All right, do we have anyone from the community here today, Jamie?
Yes, if anybody would like to speak during open forum, if you can hit *9 on your phone or the hand raise icon on the Zoom app. We have no requests to speak.
Okay. All right, moving on to...
Item number 4 is the update for the Japanese National TV Documentary Program request.
And yes, we presented this information last meeting that there was a movie that is being put together with American and Japanese filmmakers, and we had an ad hoc that was going to talk about what we would present or how it would represent the commission. The filmmaker has been in touch with us that there's been a little bit of a glitch on the Japanese side, so there's a little hold on the movie right now, and they will let us know when they're ready to go forward. So nothing has been done on that on our end, and the ad hoc will be in touch with the two other commissioners who are part of the ad hoc. And that's it for that one.
We can move to item 5, which is an update on the Board of Supervisors proposal.
Thank you, Jamie. I appreciate it. From the last time we met, we were still trying to get an extension from the supervisor, which we did, from Lisa Bartlett's office, who did the submission, and then we went out for an RFI. The RFI is now closed. Been closed for a couple of weeks, a little more than that actually. The panel consisted of myself, Renee, and Sergio to review what came through in submissions. There was not a whole lot, there were just two, and only one qualified to go forward, and that is the Council on Country Human Relations and the Council to be the vendor to submit the RFI, which they did. The issues are being reviewed after the submission of all the information that was requested on the RFI. There is negotiations going on as we speak to iron out some of the issues of delivery and how to and all that stuff, the details, if you will, and that's staying time on the side of the county staff and Norma and Hallie and the staff within that. So that's going to be a few more days or maybe a couple of weeks before we go forward. When I say we, I'm talking more from the standpoint of the county itself and the contractor in this case, the OC Council. We are hoping that this will be submitted and up for a board review by the Board of Supervisors sometime early November. from what I was informed by Renee earlier, that during November, the Board of Supervisors are going to be meeting every Tuesday as opposed to twice a month. The reason being the restricting issues that are going on, so that's putting them on more of a frequent meetings. And so we have a better shot at getting in. So it's not going to happen by the end of this month because there's still more details to be worked out within the contract that is being put together and issues within it. So that said, we are hoping things are moving along quite well, even though the timeline is a little tight or getting tighter. But we are hopeful that it'll all come through. So a lot of effort, a lot of hard work going on in the background. So for now, I think we are in pretty good shape. We just have to wait to see when that meeting is going to be scheduled and the issues are going to be sorted out. Any questions? That's it from me.
It's just good. I would just say it's just good to see us getting closer to moving forward. I can't even say moving forward yet, but we're getting closer to moving forward, and that's a good sign. So I hope we continue to have positive energy there.
It sure is. I mean, I was talking to Renee, and she was quite hopeful that this will come through. We are getting, as you said, Commissioner Van, that we are getting to that point. We are hoping to get it going so that we can see the fruit of labor kind of slowly manifesting itself. But it's going to take some time. It's a process that we have to go through. And I will be brought in again to kind of review some of the stuff that we have talked about just to make sure it's all in place. So there are protocols, so I'm out of it. I cannot step in until I'm asked to come back in representing the commission and the ad hoc. Even I don't have much overview or oversight on this at this time. So it's out of ad hoc committee's hands for now, but it's all good.
Okay. Renee, do you have anything to add about the process?
Morning. I think Commissioner Farooqui pretty much covered the status, and we'll be updating you just as soon as we make some additional progress.
Fabulous. All right. Thank you, Commissioner Farooqui.
Absolutely.
And thank you, Renee. Okay. And all right, Clerk.
Item 6 is Commission Staff Reports, update on 2020 Hate Crimes Report release event, and monthly summary report calendar.
Thanks, Jamie. So what was shared earlier today was actually what I was going to share around the release report. But before I even jump there, I want to acknowledge and congratulate me, who led and did a lot of the heavy lifting and organizing the event, which was super helpful. Having her partnership in putting the report together and organizing this was so important, and she brought some fresh ideas to the table, which translated into what we folks saw at the release event. So thank you so much, Lee, for all the hard work and pulling all those strings together. We had some amazing speakers. We had amazing videos to share, and I think the conversations that have been after was really kind of the testament of the success of the event and the report. So we did have over 150 people come through, sit, stay, listen. And then, as I mentioned earlier, we have been in contact with different folks after the fact. Folks just trying to learn a little bit more about what this means, and then learn finding ways in which how they can be more engaged and even partner with us in the collection and response to hate activity in Orange County. So thank you, Nee, for that, and for our commission chair who closed out our event that day. So I know for some of you, finding your name on the agenda under reports, the monthly summary activities, was a little jarring without, you know, really knowing who was next and it being a surprise. So Chairwoman Matsuba asked me to put a calendar together similar to the reflection in quotes, where commissioners will be pre-assigned to report or give the updates on the monthly report for that month. So I drafted that. It's in the packet. We only have 9 for now. It's until the end of the fiscal year, and this will refresh once we hit July 1st. So at the June meeting, we should have a full calendar schedule with commissioners' names assigned to the month in which they will be responsible for doing the monthly reports. So there will be no more surprises. That was fun, but I guess people don't like surprises. I felt that it would force people to read the agenda ahead of time, but I guess that didn't work. So here's a calendar for y'all.
In a different way.
So that's that.
But Norma, may I say, just add something? To that schedule, it just says about monthly summary report schedule, but what about the reflection? Because that also goes hand in hand somewhat.
The reflection calendar has already been issued.
Has a different calendar.
Okay.
So that was part of the commission agenda several months back.
Right.
So you're gonna have to backtrack and find that calendar.
Okay. Okay.
So,
what I was suggesting was maybe just putting both in one so we know that on this month and this day, if that doesn't confuse people, make a
we
combined
probably
calendar.
Will. I think maybe when the new fiscal year comes.
Okay.
Just because the other one has a lot more information than this one. I can merge both of them if you want and then maybe bring it back next month.
Just a thought.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, that's confusing.
That's all I have.
Okay. Well, I also would like to thank the council for the hard work and putting the report together. The presentation was amazing. It was, as you said, it was well received. There were many questions after, which is always a good thing. So many people attended. Nee, phenomenal. Thank you so much for all the work that you did. And your presentation was just wonderful. It flowed so nicely. The speakers were great. Norma, fabulous as usual. And there to answer anything that needs to be answered, cleared up. Had her interview, which we missed, that we didn't, I tried to find it everywhere, see if it was replayed or anything. I couldn't find it on YouTube or anything, but that was really good and very special that we got so much press. And, it was on the radio. My husband was driving a lot that day, and he said it was covered most of the morning. They kept coming back to it, so that was really good to hear. And just thank you so much. It really gave us some visibility, and maybe the Zoom situation kind of helped us because more people were able to participate, and I thought it was great. Thank you again.
Yeah, I actually do want to add something to this, and I'm looking at Dot because I know she's going to call me out. We did get a lot of press that day, which was great, and I was actually called by Channel 4 to do a live interview, and it was great. And then 5 minutes after doing the interview, a hate crime report came through our system. So someone went into our online reporting form and used it to actually commit a hate incident. So it was actually hate email geared towards me. So it was they were attacking me for sharing the information at the event during the interview. So of course me took all the she went through the process of making sure that we were able to block the email and making sure that we won't get any more hate mail from whoever that was anonymous. They were using a fake name, fake phone number, fake email addresses. But I did inform our chairwoman about this as it happened, and it just, you know, it just leads to show that the information we have to share and the reality of the trends that we're seeing doesn't sit well with everybody, and that we have a lot of work to do. For the most part, though, the responses we received from the community were positive. So, you know, we just push forward.
Yes. It's just unfortunate that someone took, you know, that opportunity or that forum, I guess, to commit a hate crime. It's just, but yes, as you said, we have a lot more work to do, and just shows why we're needed. And I'm sorry that you had to experience that, Norma. It's really pretty awful. But thank you again to the council. Does anyone else have anything on those items?
Okay. Item 7 is update from OC Chiefs and Sheriff.
Thank you. So I thought my last month was going to be my last meeting, but then I decided to finish out my term, even though I retired last week. And so no update other than I think I mentioned last time that I can confirm now that Chief Michael Kent, who was sworn in as chief day before yesterday, he is planning on submitting his interests for consideration by the city selection committee to be the commissioner to replace me and also represent OC Chiefs and Sheriffs. So I know some of you know Michael Kent. He's a wonderful human being. I think he'll do a great job in his role as a commissioner, Irvine resident, just all around a really, really great guy. He's been a member of Irvine PD for over 20 years. So that's all I had to report. And again, I kind of said my farewells last meeting, but again, just want to say what a pleasure it's been, an honor to serve as a commissioner with all of you, and also a special thanks to Norma for your leadership in your role as the executive director. So thank you.
Thank you, Chief Hamill, Mike, and Commissioner Mike. I think you're developing the Mike Club, so the next one who's possibly going to take your seat is named Mike as well.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We'll slide out of missing you. We'll still have a mic with us. That's good.
There you go.
But thank you for all that you've done, and we really appreciate your being a commissioner. And it was good to see your face this morning, because I thought you were going to be gone. So that was great.
Thank you.
Anyone else? All right. Mm-hmm. We'll move to the next item.
Item number 8 is OCSD Interfaith Council update.
So, Rabbi...
Rabbi isn't here, but I know that he would want me to share this. The Interfaith Council, you might have seen an email come through from Gail Frost, but the Sheriff's Interfaith Council is going to be having an event, a forum, a half-day forum, focused on faith and mental health. So they're looking at having different speakers talk about different mental health issues. They're inviting the interfaith community to come and learn and be in community with each other. So I am trying to look up the flyer as I'm speaking, but it looks like I can't do both at the same time. So I want to give you the date. Okay, so here it is. So the date is Wednesday, October 27th. It's from 9 to 1 p.m. and it's going to be at the Calvary Chapel in Costa Mesa in Santa Ana. There is a registration form if folks are interested. That needs to be filled out, but Sheriff Barnes will be there. We have a couple different other speakers, and this is the first year that the Interfaith Council is going to present the Sandra Hutchins Interfaith Community Service Award in memory of the Sheriff Hutchins. So I will forward this email to y'all. If you are interested, go ahead and register. If you want to share with folks, you can also do that.
Great, thank you. I want to it. All right.
Okay. Last is announcements from commissioners.
Sure. Commissioner Leach.
Thank you. I'm not sure if this, and I'm sorry, there's a light that keeps following my face, unfortunately, here. I'm not sure if this is an announcement, but it is something that I wanted to raise. I have spoken with Norma about this, and Farid a little bit, and with Ada a little bit. And the reason I waited until the end is I wanted Norma to be able to share what had happened after the Channel 4 interview with the hate letter that had been directed at her, because this is part of my concern. Since I joined the commission in May, I believe it was, I've noticed when we have people call in that very often there's no comment made after they've called in, and there's no real discussion on the part of the commission. And when I've asked about this, I've gotten one of two responses. Either, well, we can form an ad hoc committee and they can bring it back to us and then we can discuss it. Or I'm told, well, the bylaws don't allow it, at least for now. So I have this burning question, and maybe it's because I'm a former journalist. I want to ask some questions. I want to find out some more about some of these concerns that are coming to us. Last month, as many of you will recall, a woman phoned in about an issue that she was very passionate about, and we even remarked we could hear the pain in her voice. As a reminder, it had to do with a film at OSHA that some young Palestinian students had produced. And we were told that it was shut down, and I believe she even used the word censorship. And basically, when my understanding was that when she told us about it, that when the students went to the administration, that they were just told it was anti-Semitic, and that was it. And when she concluded her call, it just seemed like there was dead silence afterwards. There were no questions, there were no remarks. It didn't feel like it. We didn't even say thank you for your time. Now, Rabbi Rick did explain at the end of our meeting why the title of the film was anti-Semitic. And after our meeting, I did touch base with another rabbi friend of mine, and it indeed calls for the extermination of the Jewish people. But it's a very poetic title, From River to the Sea. Now, I don't know if these students knew what that meant. I also don't know if that film, the rest of it, was anti-Semitic or if it was informative. We'll never know because we haven't discussed it, we haven't asked the questions, and somehow we haven't sought out what it feels like is a more proactive role when we receive these kind of calls. You'll also recall that at our meeting, Commissioner Presenio read us the hate letter that she had received. And as I recall, and Ada can correct me on this, she said it was the one letter that she could read, that the other was worse. And what she read to us was horrible. It was unacceptable for anyone, much less a leader within our community and our county. Then we heard, obviously, from Norma. She was just doing her job, people. Just doing her job. and she got hate mail because of it. So my concern is, when do we as commissioners get to talk about some of these things? When do we get to ask questions? And if we can't take care of our own, how are we going to take care of others out there if all we do is remain silent and not become more proactive as opposed to non-active? And if someone can give me the answer to this, I'll be forever grateful.
I see. Are the hands up in relationship in response to Mr. Leach, or is it a different topic? Fareed?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll start with Commissioner Faruqi.
I had something else, but I know Amy had her hand first, so I don't want
to. Okay, Amy, I didn't see. If it's related to what Dad is saying, please.
Okay.
I actually don't have my hand up.
Okay. I see Ada had her hand up as well. Maybe
so
that's who you can stop.
Thank you, Chairwoman. I just wanna say that whatever Dot ate or drank today, I want some of that immediately. I say that very complimentary, and that I too agree with her. Acknowledging our speakers, I think, is crucial. I would like to also share my thoughts about, you know, is there a more proactive role that we can take as commissioners. So I just want to echo and share that I agree with my fellow Commissioner Leach.
And I'll add my voice to it as well, Chair Commissioner. I feel the same as well, that we go through this, we listen to those 3-minute segments. Sometimes we are commenting it or just thanking, but there are issues that are deeper and that are shared, and then we are probably, it's being recorded, noted somewhere, but the follow-up on these things don't really happen the way we are expected to. We may touch on some of them, but not necessarily on all of them or those that are more critical, time-sensitive or otherwise. So I think we need to put something in place while we are still dealing with the issues of the bylaws and the changes. Somewhere along the line, if our job is to communicate, to engage with the community, those that take the time to be on this call during this meeting, in person or in Zoom, I think they deserve our time and not just listening tentatively, but also responding. You want to send them off with some hope and confidence in what we are doing, representing the county, the Board of Supervisors. If you're just here to listen, that's good, you know, at least that's a starting point, but that's not where it ends. That's just a starting point. So I have also felt that over the years that I've served on this commission, that something needs to be done. What it is, I do not know. Perhaps Renee and Norma can shed some more light on how we can engage. At the least, I think some kind of a response or even one-on-one engagement with the staff and a commissioner assigned on rotation basis, or maybe we split our duties, something of that sort. So if this is something like Commissioner Dodd feels more informed, being a journalistic person, wanting to ask more questions they need to know, I think we should be able to do that. I know nothing is holding us back from doing it, but I think we need something more consistent, and that's something that is responsive as a collective. You know, not just because Fareed or Amy or the other commissioners want to do this, it's just because we have a plan on how to respond. So that's what I would add to that conversation.
I wanted to add, I'm actually on the same wavelength with you, actually, because after our meeting, I went to go talk to a lot of people, actually, about what was said, because I was not familiar with it. And that is one of the things that I have readily admit, I couldn't respond because I didn't know really in the context of what that all meant. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
I actually went to OSHA's parents, some of the parents that I know there, and I double-checked, like, what's going on. And I'll tell you, I got a copy of one of the letters that were sent out to the parents to address this. And
I have been sort of just on my own, just trying to figure out, like, what does this all mean? Because like Fareed said, these are really bigger, deeper, right? Deeper issues than I know as an individual I can handle. But I am trying to understand it so that, you know, in the future, if we do have things that perhaps we can respond to, we'll be able to respond in a very meaningful way versus, does it make sense? Like, I didn't really know how to respond to our speakers most recently.
You know, and I understand that completely. And I, too, had to go and, as I said, you know, ask questions afterwards. And I wonder, I mean, you said you've gotten a copy of a letter. I wonder if that can be shared with the rest of the commissioners so that we do understand more about what happened. But as I said, I reached out to another friend who's a rabbi, and even she said, you know, the rest of the film may have been appropriate, but everything was shut down. And so we don't know from the school leadership aspect. We don't know from the students' aspect. It was brought to us. And so, you know, not that we could commit to say, oh, we'll look into this right away, but maybe just something to say, thank you for bringing this to our attention. Thank you for letting us know that this is going on, so that indeed, Jennifer, you know, you and I and everyone else on this commission can either reach out to others or not, but at least bring forth then at some point and say, you know, when we talked about this, this is what I've learned. And it just doesn't seem like there is a venue for us to share information or to even make the people who do take the time to call in. You know, the other example that I thought of that I didn't mention was when we were talking about ethnic studies. And we did have two callers who were asking us not for a negative vote, not a positive vote. Well, their opinions and their concerns are just as real as the people who called in saying, we're very pro this. And I guess that's what kind of bothers me, that we're not giving, or it doesn't feel like we're giving a balance to some of our callers. And that's what I'd like to just learn more about and know how that we can politely and with care just say thank you for your, you know, for bringing this to our attention. And then find some time where we as a commission can learn more about this.
I think part of the process, right, when we met in person, Jimmy reminded me because it's been forever, when we would meet in person, we had a speaker. Did they have to fill out a form, right? So we knew who they were and if we want to follow up with them. Whereas this format, Jimmy, do we have that process?
Yeah, it's the information.
Yeah. It was, I believe it was Lulu Hamad was the one, but I don't have any contact information from her, though. I just have a name.
I think it's also just trying to figure out if we continue this Zoom format, perhaps to be able to capture that. Because I was asking as well in terms of, like, who are they? It goes so quickly in the beginning that I just wonder how can we, like you said, follow up with them. Even if we don't have, like I said, I don't have the answer. But I do feel like, yes, they need to be heard and they need to be acknowledged in terms of how they feel and how they think. Right? I appreciate that thought, really.
I agree with all, and Dot, thank you for bringing this up, and I think it's very important that the people that do take the time to come know that we are here for them and that we are supportive of them. I also feel that as an individual, like Jennifer saying, she went and talked to parents there at the school. We each have that, I guess the opportunity and I don't want to say obligation, but the opportunity to reach out and find out more. And Jennifer, now that you have spoken with people, I agree with Dot. If we could see that letter, that would probably help us as well as a commission. It's important for each one of us to be willing to step up and, you know, reach out. Let's find out who this woman is, what can we do to help? And I do feel that it's kind of tricky because we don't sitting here want to commit, oh, we're going to get on that or we're going to figure out what's happening. You know, we can't commit like that, but we do want them to feel that we do hear them and we understand that this is a problem. This is something that needs to be addressed. But I think each one of us can make that, you know, make that choice to reach out and find out more, bring it back to the commissioners. I mean, you mentioned something about forming an ad hoc. I think those are the ways that we've been given that as a tool to be able to collect information and then bring it back to the entire group. So although it seems like just another meeting or whatever, but that is a way, you know, maybe Jennifer could have said, maybe can we have a small group and I'll present what I found out and then we can bring it back to the commission. But, you know, I agree. It's important for us to show that we are concerned and we're not just sitting here, that we do hear them and feel what they're saying. So, you know, no matter what side they sit on, you know, it's, because, as you said, when people spoke up against, the curriculum, you know, the changing the curriculum, that's important as well. And we need to find out what part of that they don't feel would be appropriate. So, but I don't know how, you know, if we need, you know, a set way of doing it. I don't know, a policy of how we do that, or what are people's feelings about that? Or Renee, is there something, you know, would that involve the bylaws, or what would that involve?
Yeah, I'd like to just do a little more research. I understand what the goal is of the commission, and I understand why there's a need. Jamie, I don't want to put you on the spot, but is there anything that prohibits them based on the Brown Act from engaging with a public speaker on the spot?
They're not really supposed to deliberate on items that are not on the agenda. You can always say, hey, bring it back, and we can. Right. That's not a problem at all.
Right, but I think the initial engagement may be a problem, so we would want to refrain from that. But if we, you know, allow them to speak and we determine that there's additional follow-up needed or requested, I think that we're in a great position to have maybe Norma reach out to them and get additional information that she could help the commission better understand what the issue at hand is. And then depending on, you know, how involved you'd like to be, and if it's within the bylaws and within your authority, then maybe an ad hoc could be developed to address the issue a little further. So I think there are things that we can do, just depending on what the situation is. But I think the initial would be for our ED to reach out to the individual and to gather additional information on the topic, to help the commission as a whole better understand the issue at hand.
Well, I don't know if that's just the protocol, but I don't know if it necessarily needs to be Norma to be the one to reach out. I think who's ever, you know, feels like there needs to be more research done, any of us could be the one to do it.
I think we should explore that further just to ensure that there is no conflict. Again, we want to make sure that we're in compliance with the Brown Act. And we obviously, when multiple people are engaging, that would be considered, you know, doing commission business outside of a public setting. And right. So we want to refrain from that. But again, we have an ID that's designated to staff the commission as a whole. And therefore, I think that would be a good start.
Okay. All right. Well, it's so important. And, you know, just kind of going back to what you started us off with, Dot, that we are there. We should be here for each other. We should be able to, you know, be here for each other, work together. We belong to each other. So I agree with all of that. And I think it is so important that when, you know, people bring us, that was such a hot item that we really need to delve further into it. I agree.
If I may, Chairperson, I just want to add that one of the things we can do when we meet in person, there's always a sign of the person wants to say, come to the podium. Otherwise, and then, idea of what it is, even though I felt like I wanted to say something, but not knowing the context, you just don't want to jump in and say something, right? So you want to have some background information. So that being said, I think at least we can formalize that piece as a starting point. Which didn't get as the attention, not because it's a hot topic, obviously, and this is why we deal with these issues. My suggestion would be that we do somehow reach back to the lady, whether it is Norma or one of the staff members, Maureen, by anybody that needs to be assigned, and one of the commissioners, if this not or myself or anybody else more informed, can piggyback on that. On an individual basis. There could be other issues, but I'm just giving this as an example, as a possible way to do it, that at least we have a contact. Right now, we don't know, but I'm sure if we call up OSHA or any of the school where it happened, and find out that ladies, or LinkedIn, or whatever that may be, social media, we can always reach to that person and get a better understanding. And we can come back and report. But I think to streamline the process, based on what Renee would look into further Brown Act conflicts and those issues, but I think a kind of a collaborative between the staff and us, a response team, call it ad hoc, call it outreach, communication, whatever that may be, we need to have something of that sort, a mechanism that allows us to do this, right? I know it cannot be done in these forums when they're coming 3 minutes and you cannot engage them in a conversation because that will just violate everything. So we cannot do that, right? You just, at the most, you can just acknowledge and say thank you and we hear you and we'll come back or just we will take that into consideration, whatever that needs to be said, if it needs to be. So this is, I think, something that we need to, given the fact that we have this other thing coming up, the contract, God willing, that will address some of these issues within how the capacity building and information and all of that stuff, it kind of ties into it. So hopefully we will catch up some of it in that once we get to that point.
Thank you, Fareed. I agree with that. We need a mechanism for getting back to the person who comes to speak. So we will, I don't know, Renee, you're going to kind of check into what we can do or what we're allowed to do.
Norma has a hand.
Oh, Norma, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'll report back at the next meeting.
Okay, thank you. Norma.
I do want to say that as we look at this, I hear... and I agree with Reed in saying that there's a process or protocol that should be established internally. My staff and I, we have our own process on how to respond to crisis and reports such as the one that the county sent to us around the social media posts. So we have our way of assessing and going through, like, this is our first step. This is a directive. This is our steps. This is where we go, which is really helpful. I think in thinking about how the commission is going to respond, I think the only thing I'd ask is if there is going to be a directive that is clear, right? That Norma, there's a clear directive in whatever space and whoever's saying it, that me and my staff are going to have to pick up the response on the tail end. I only say that because there's been spaces where we've had up to 20 callers, and I can't imagine that we would respond to every single one of the issues that comes up, right? So that in that process, there is an opportunity for the commission to think of process, dialogue around the issue to then say, so what's the next step? It's not just, do you reach out? What's the end goal of mm-hmm. doing that reach out? Just to give you an example, with the Yorba Linda Esperanza High School situation. If, let's say, the report came from someone who knew someone at Esperanza High School and said, you know, this messaging is bigoted, whatever, and if I didn't have a protocol and I only reached out to that specific high school, there is now a sense that we're being biased in our response.
Right, taking side. Mm-hmm.
So just making sure that we think about that as well, that is, as we respond to some of these, that's in a balanced manner, because we do, I think like Dot says, we want to make sure that we are going to be listening to both sides of the story, that we're making space to make sure that we're hearing out and giving space to both of sides of the story. So I guess there'll be more, but I just wanted to put that out there. Mm-hmm. To say that if we do have a protocol that we have, we that could serve as a template as Renee gives us more information about what that would look like for the commission.
And Madam Chair, if I might just kind of reiterate just a little bit, I'm not as concerned about an eventual follow-up to the individual,
mm-hmm.
as I am at that moment being able to just acknowledge that they have come forward and basically, as I said earlier, that we say something to the effect of, you know, thank you for bringing this to our attention. That is a non-committal type of just a generous way and polite way, to my mind, of saying we've heard you, you know, that type of thing. And then indeed, if it is something that we want to pursue as far as knowing more about it, but I must tell you, I'm somewhat chuckling to myself at this moment. Since I joined the commission in May, this is the one and only discussion we have had in that goes on like this, and I have appreciated at least since May that this is the longest discussion and the most in-depth discussion we've actually had, and to realize that it is about discussing mm-hmm. makes me smile. But I do appreciate what Renee has said, and I certainly don't think any of us want to step over any boundaries at all. But the idea of once we do have a topic come before us, to have a platform where we can sit and discuss it a little bit and find out more about the situation. Because as we all know, very often something that happens in one place very often is happening someplace else as well. And it may not manifest itself quite the same way, but it has the potential of causing problems for more people than we may be aware of in the moment that we get the call. So I appreciate the discussion we've been able to have today, and I thank you all. But again, I don't want to leave anyone after a call in with just dead silence.
Commissioner Leach, I just wanted to respond to that piece of your initial question, which was, could you have someone acknowledge that you've heard what they've said and you thank them for taking the opportunity to bring it to your attention? And I think that you can do that now. So if the group wants to, you know, it might be better to designate someone like the chair to do that after each individual caller so there's not confusion, but acknowledging them and thanking them for their time, that's not a problem. You can start that immediately.
Thank you.
Different topic, but
Norm and I will be meeting with the three newest commissioners next week, and pretty much to see if there are any questions of anything about the way we do things or the agenda or just anything they would like to bring up. We just want to make ourselves available to discuss with them. So that's going to take place next Tuesday.
Madam Chairperson, can I add something? On a different topic, obviously, because we are in the announcement from commissioners. So a couple of things. One, I want to again thank our Chief Mike Hamill for his service and being on this commission and working alongside. I know he's retired, but he's not away from us. He's always accessible for his knowledge and time. If it is in order, maybe Jamie can take a picture of us with him so we can have that for our archiving, portrait, whatever that may be. That's just a request off the bat. I don't know if we do this, but...
He actually left the meeting about 20
he's
minutes
not here
ago.
Anymore.
So he left the meeting? Oh,
yes.
Too bad. Okay, well, because I was also going to say, keeping the protocols in mind and Brown Act, I know we cannot have a send-off thing, but we can acknowledge it'll be nice to kind of get together as commissioners without having to talk business, but just meeting casually. But I don't think that is also allowed outside of this setting. From what I gather, anytime you two or more people
meet
at the meeting.
It is allowed for me.
It is allowed?
Yes.
Okay. Well, in that case, we should celebrate his service as a commissioner, as well as Orange County Chief of Police. And I would suggest that we maybe mark a date in our calendar, go out for a dinner, invite him and his wife, spouse, family, whatever. So that we honor people that have served with us, but serve the community at large as a public servant. And he has done great in that space. So this is just my thought, and we can do it offline, or if we need to put a ad hoc committee for this as well, count me in, right?
As long as we're not conducting official Human Relations Commission business, that is allowable. And I just want to let the group know we've asked the chair, Chair Doe, for a certificate of recognition for Chief Hamill on behalf of the commission. So the request has been...
Well, that may be something that we want to present, and if we can have even the Board of Supervisors that is represented, Supervisor Dow would be great. We can set up at that. Madam Chair, if you want to lead us on this or tell us how, when, before the holidays, we can do it in the next couple of weeks. Pick a date, pick a place, and we big pitch in and we have him join us for dinner. Go to a restaurant, something like that. I don't know. This is just my thought. Or if not, at least do something. You have decisive certificate or a proclamation. That's one. The other piece is, I know most of you may know or have dealt with on this commission with our good friend who passed away, Mike Penn. I am here as commissioner because of Mike Penn. I wouldn't have otherwise known, even though I knew of the Human Relations Commission, but attended the events of the council, but that's about the extent of where I went. So it is a person who really reached out across different boundaries, people, faith, or otherwise, building bridges and you're embracing people for who they are, understanding, and on, a person of a lot of love and compassion. So we lost somebody amazing in the community. We feel the gap within the Orange County Interfaith Network and in other spaces as well. His 1 year, since he passed away, will be coming up next year, 2022. Orange County Interfaith Network is planning to have a kind of a reflection. We were not able to do a memorial or services or whatever that kind as an organization, as a president that led that organization, built it up. It's not the same, even though we are trying to struggle to regroup and empower ourselves. But as a commissioner, I would like to see how we can acknowledge, similar to what we are doing with Mike Hamill, you know, getting a proclamation or a thing from the Board of Supervisors, as well as from ourselves, putting ourselves in there to acknowledge the services and the contributions made by Mike Penn. I'm sure his family would be very appreciative of it. He can have his wife receive and son Mike Penn Jr. Do it that way. It doesn't have to be something immediate, but I'm just putting this out there if that can get into consideration before the commission, and also if Renee can take it all the way to the Board of Supervisors, that they can do this sometime in the next few months, but definitely before his thing. And so I'll be happy to facilitate that process as well if need be.
It sounds like a very good idea, Fareed. I think we would all be in agreement with doing something.
Thank you. Yeah, he was mentioned in the state senate. They acknowledged him at in Sacramento, posthumously, but after his passing away. But so that'd be nice. Thank you.
Do we need that as a motion? Are just as something that we will like. I think the anniversary of his death is either February or March of next year. And if we could do something for that. I too, a dear friend and a mentor and such an impressive human being. If a motion is needed, I'm happy to make it or certainly second it.
You can't vote on anything. You can just give a directive if you wish.
Fareed, I'll leave that to you since you've taken the lead on that, and if you need any help, I'm there.
Well, the directive is right there. Jamie, I know you have made a note in the minutes, and I'm requesting again if Madam Chair is, she's also in agreement, and so are all of us. So we'll put this out, and Renee, we can work with you or Norma, however that needs to happen, and I'll be more than happy to coordinate. If you need a little bit more about the individual itself, I can have that sent as an email from the family, a little bio or whatever that may be. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Fareed, for reminding us that it would be a good thing for us to acknowledge all that he did for the commission. I also wanted to bring up, and this is kind of for Renee, we did have the Goodwill awards, and I know we had some people that we wanted to present the awards to, and then went to the county, and I don't know, I'm not sure if we ever got clearance to go ahead and if they were vetted and all that. So
I don't think we have any new ones that haven't been processed through the county that are pending. So you have any that are pending, you'll need to submit them our way. But we don't have anything pending on our end.
Okay, so the ones that we presented to you are all fine and we can move forward.
Is that what you're saying? Because I know there was a list that we sent.
Four or five names.
So, Jenna, would you mind chiming in? But I did see an email from Jenna to you, Norma, with the. I don't want to mention names because I'm not sure what they are, but we can resend the email to you. But we don't have anything that's pending on our end.
So, well, Jenna, I'll let you take it.
Yeah, let me look back, and I'll look back and re-forward or send the information to Norma shortly.
Okay, because we would like to get those awards out. We did some work on that, and it would be nice to see those people recognized and acknowledged. Okay, thank you.
Sure.
All right. Any other announcements? Oh, Jennifer had to leave early. She just sent me a flyer about health. What does it say? Health Equity Series. It says racism. There are different meetings. Racism is a public health crisis. health equity and social determinants of health, addressing structural and systemic change to advance health equity. So there are different, I will send this, there's several dates, and I'll send this out to all the commissioners.
Can you please include me as well?
And yes, to everyone. Yes, Jamie, yes. So I think that is it for today. And we are going to, I will officially adjourn the meeting.
Yeah, and just a reminder that the next meeting is November 4th, because the 11th, the second Thursday, does fall on a holiday.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.